He writes the songs that make the anti-testers sing. Not Barry Manilow, Barry Lane. And wait till you hear him sing. Protest songs, Matt Damon's mom, trending news, time to bust some pencils.
This is Busted Pencils Radio. Fully leaded education talk with Dr. Tim Slecker. Here's what's trending in education news.
According to the Washington Post, the hearing for Betsy DeVos's confirmation has been postponed. Now, according to the Post, the reason is that Senate Democrats want more time to make sure the Ethics Board can thoroughly review DeVos's financial holdings and any potential conflicts of interest. That's good because we surely don't want a billionaire's holdings to be connected to any unethical activity like circulating misinformation about failing public schools and funding political attack groups that undermine America's system of public education. Because if billionaire Betsy was ever involved in funneling millions of dollars to undermine public education, both Democrats and Republicans would obviously toss her unethical ass out on the curb and demand that only, quote, a qualified educator serve as the nation's public education leader. Nah, really, don't hold your breath. Okay, maybe. But what if the hearings were postponed for other reasons? You know, maybe Miss Betsy is just not ready for the grueling testimony that is required of her. There's a chance that those nasty senators might ask some questions. In fact, according to Politico, that's exactly what's happening. And what is billionaire Betsy being prepped for? How about these important educational issues? The price of a gallon of milk and the price of a gallon of gasoline. That's right. So as not to be seen out of touch with a majority of Americans, billionaire Betsy is being drilled with flashcards about how it sucks not to be a billionaire. Now, while Busted Pencils can't confirm that the DeVos confirmation hearing was delayed to make sure that Betsy had some time to stand in line at a real supermarket and use cash from a lint-filled pants pocket to pay for a gallon of milk, we are sure that using millions of dollars against public education is a conflict of interest. If billionaire Betsy DeVos needs a crash course on what it's like to live life as a serf, the reality then is that the American public schools, the children, and the teachers are about to undergo one hell of a metaphorical rectal exam. And that's your news.
Unfiltered, comprehensive, and of course, controversial. This is Busted Pencils Radio.
Joining us now on Busted Pencils is the man who is taking a different approach to fighting against standardized testing. Through song, Barry Lane, welcome to Busted Pencils. Tell us a bit about your background and how you got to singing about test taking.
Well, I've been teaching writing now for about 25 years in all around the country, in all 50 states, and I've written books on teaching writing for teachers. And I write songs and I write some kids' books, essays, and short stories and stuff like that. But I've been working with teachers now for quite a while, so I've seen the change that's happened over the last 20 or so years. And I started writing these parody songs about them and songs about protest songs for education. And I want to be sort of the Woody Guthrie of the anti-testing, anti-corporate reform movement. And because songs are like, they're like food for the soul of rebellion and hope. When I go to rallies, and I've been to many of the opt-out rallies, as you know, and these wonderful people have put these things together. But after a while of hearing people say brilliant truths about the world, after a while you just start to feel like kind of sad and everybody's complaining. But if you can sing a song, you can lift the spirits up, and you know, it's like We Shall Overcome. And during the Dutch resistance in World War II, the resistance fighters did parody songs of all their favorite Dutch songs. So when the Germans were around, they just whistled the songs, and everyone knew what the new words were
right
of the song.
So as we talk about the songs, though, I mean, I really want to, you know, you call them parodies and then come back to Woody Guthrie. And so this, I guess somebody, the idea may go, okay, so a Weird Al Woody Guthrie? Is that a...
I think you got it.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's listen to this first song, More Than a Number. And we're going to, you know, and then we're going to come back as soon as this song's over and we're going to talk about it.
I'm quiet in the classroom. I don't always raise my hand. I don't always answer questions. I don't always understand. But I always have ideas when I stare up at the sky. My sister likes to tease me for always asking why. I'm more than a number, I'm more than a grave. I know the constellations, here's a painting I made. I read books in my closet, I will not be a two. I'm more than a number, I'm a person just like you. I speak one language here and another in my home. I daydream in both languages whenever I'm alone. I'm good at climbing trees, Mom's teaching me to sew. I am full of secrets a test can never know. I'm more than a number, watch me fold this plane. I snuggle with my beagle, there's music in my brain. Someday I'll go to Egypt, I will never be a two. I'm more than a number, I'm a person just like you. If you think I can be measured by numbers on a screen, if my whole school becomes a test, where will I learn to dream? I love to do hard problems, I write stories and I laugh. My gifts are so much greater than the data on your graph. I'm more than a number, I invent things when I play. I collect shells and fossils, please listen when I say. I will not be a one, a two, a three, or a four. I'm me, I'm a mystery, I'm a child, not a score.
Busted Pencils Radio, Barry Lane, More Than a Number. You know, I wonder, does Matt Damon's mom have a favorite Barry Lane song?
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say I like a lot of his songs, and I really like Barry Lane and what he's doing, because he is a sort of a steady, bright light there in the resistance to the ed reform that we're all dealing with. And he is he injects a lot of uplifting, positive energy into the work that a lot of people are doing. And it's fantastic. He's a poet. He's very clever. You know, he takes regular songs like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and he put words in there that are really clever and that speak to what's happening in education, and often they're very kind of compassionate and heartfelt in terms of understanding what kids need and what kids need in the arts and who they are. So he has one, I like a lot of his songs, but one of them is called I'm More Than a Number. It's got some really touching lyrics, like it says, I'm full of secrets a test could never know. You know, this is a child talking.
Right, right.
And then the refrain is, I'll never be a two, I'm a person just like you. They're moving. You know, they're creative, and they speak to a lot of the kind of anguish that kids feel when they go to school and they're not seen and they can't find anything meaningful in what's getting handed to them, which is what Barry really understands and puts to music.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Barry, what made you write that song?
Well, actually, the words to that song were written by Amy Ludwig Vanderwater, and she has a website called Poem Farm where she does blogs for teachers about, and she writes beautiful children's poetry. And she and I went through a songwriting phase together, and she sent me the words to that song. We worked on it together, and I edited it. I, of course, put the music to it and everything, but I think it's one of the strongest songs of my repertoire of protest songs, because it tells the story from the child's point of view. Yeah, one of the problems in education reform, it's like the Milgram experiment. They keep telling people, push this button, it's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And all the pain that you see.
But why does it keep hurting?
Yeah. What's that sound? What are these poor little kids? I go to some little second grade classes and it looks like an insurance firm, you know. Everyone's taking tests in the morning to see what they'll learn by the afternoon. And I work a lot in Texas, where a lot of kids speak more than one language. And I said, what a great thing to speak more than one language. But, you know, no one talks about, wow, you're bilingual?
Right.
Incredible.
Well, that's that. you need to speak American. No, but so More Than a Number, though, I mean, just think about, just even in the title, it really does capture for me the essence of saying that, look, kids cannot be reduced to a number in a test score. And so when you go through that song and listen to the way it hits at that, as you just said, the kid's point of view to come through and say, hey, I am more than a number. This is a powerful song.
Yeah, it's a bit like Huck Finn. It's a child that's conscious talking back at the world. It's like, you know, if you think I could be measured by numbers on the screen, if my whole school becomes a test, where will I learn to dream? You know, and, you know, a kid couldn't really say that, but you could say everything else in the song. The most education reform is what anthropologists would call etic, E-T-I-C. It's told from the outside, and only in the 60s and 70s did they start studying tribes from the inside. It's called EMIC, E-M-I-C.
Oh, right, I remember.
This song is a... Yeah, you remember that?
I remember that in graduate school, and now I finally get it 20 years later.
Yeah.
Thank you,
well,
Barry.
That's what it is. Yeah, the tribes, if you think of ed reformers as anthropologists, you know, they never talk to the tribes or have the tribes tell their story, and the tribes are the teachers and students. And so this song tells it from the tribe's point of view.
My favorite title of a song ever, and I'm going to take my time to make sure that I say this exactly the way it's supposed to. Superficial, unrealistic rigor is atrocious.
Rig, rigor, 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 rig, rigor, 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 rig, rigor, 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 rigor. Try it. Rig, rigor, rigor, rigor. If you can't sing, just go. Okay. Superficial, unrealistic rigor is atrocious. Yet so many education reformers propose this. If you drill them hard enough, they'll stay upon their toeses. Superficial, unrealistic rigor is atrocious. Rig, rigor, 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 rig, rigor, 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 rig, rigor, 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 rigor. We shouldn't be afraid to speak when policies seem bad. We have the best democracy the world has ever had. Why do they keep on scolding us on how we run our class? Take those mandates and those tests and... help us stay on task. Oh. Superficial, unrealistic rigor is atrocious. What qualifies you to be the education Moses? Testing is not teaching. We don't buy the mass hypnosis. Superficial, unrealistic rigor is atrocious. Rig, rigor, 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 rig, rigor, 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 rig, rigor, 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 rigor. We knew this child named Billy. His life had not been kind. He was a child destined to be left far, far, far behind. A caring teacher came one day and reached this little boy. Now reading, writing, arithmetic is this lad's pride and joy. Oh, super teachers always know connection is where hope is. Let them guide their classrooms with a student-centered focus. Please untie their hands and lose this data hocus pocus. Super teachers always know connection is where hope is. Now this is called real rigor, rigor. Real rigor, 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 real rigor, 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 real rigor, 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 rigor. Super teachers always know connection is where hope is. Super teachers always know connection is where hope is. If you're feeling sad, we hope this song will help you cope with superficial, unrealistic rigor that's atrocious. Thank you.
Barry Lane, love that song. How do you come up with superficial, unrealistic rigor is atrocious?
Well, the short answer is it wasn't my idea. It was a guy named Paul Hankins. He's a high school teacher in room 407 in Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. But he sent me that the beginning of that song, or a rough draft of it, and we worked on it together. And I really love it because it's about from Mary Poppins, which is a movie that had a big effect on me as a kid. But the story of Mary Poppins, which was written around 1910, is really the story of education reform today in America, because Frederick Taylor's ideas of scientific management were funded in 1910 by Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, into the schools. A billionaire decided to reform education. It sounds a little familiar.
Yeah.
You understand ed reform in America today if you actually just think of the last scene of Mary Poppins. Instead of let's go fly a kite, everyone just goes and works at the bank. And it's like, let's go give a test and fill the kids with stress. Let's go give a test that's really boring. Depress the atmosphere. Control the staff with fear. Oh, let's go give a test.
What really sticks out in this is this idea of rigor, too. This, you know, attacking rigor. You know, this idea that things have to be rigorous. And when you come through and say, look, rigor is atrocious, damn it. I love that statement.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful because it really gets at the heart. There's rigged rigor. The chorus is rigged. I don't know if you could hear it on the recording, but it's rigged rigor, rigor.
Oh,
rigged rigor is just where they make tests hard so everyone fails.
Right.
Yeah, and the most important part of the song, of course, is the last verse. Super teachers always know connection is where hope is. Teaching is not about just filling skills, creating a learning factory. Teaching is an X-Men academy where we find our powers, and it's through connection with teachers that we do that.
The last song that we're going to talk about on the show today, which right now, interestingly enough, and I want to see if Barry Lane knows this, because, okay, it's We Found Defiance, which is actually, you're using the song from the Sound or of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel as your motivation. Now, do you know that that song right now is a massive hit and a comeback?
Oh, the guy with the piercings.
Yeah, that's right, the guy with the piercings. And that would be the band Disturbed.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Right. Is that one of the most amazing renditions of The Sound of Silence you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why one of the reasons I was like, okay, look, we got to do Barry Lane, We Found Defiance, because it just runs so parallel. But I want to see you with a bald head and piercings in your lips singing this song, because that would make, you know.
I don't know. So, I just want to see me with that voice.
It is. It's an amazing voice.
Hello, Dewey, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because your vision of the best teaching wasn't lost in spite of their preaching. And the lessons that were planted in my brain still remain. Because I found defiance. Though Piaget was not condoned by all the Ed Reformer clones, Maslow's theory was dismissed as trite. We all knew that what he said was right. And the hierarchy of kids' needs had not been met. We'll not forget, because we found defiance. And in the dimmest days we saw a certain psychometric flaw. Students testing without thinking, students hearing without listening, students writing words that computers then would score, but will restore, because we found defiance. Fools said we, you do not know, junk science helps your cancer grow. Hear our words and we might teach you. Observe our class and we might reach you. But our dreams, like measured rainbows, dive into the tide until we found defiance. And the billionaires all pray to the data god they made. Ed bloggers flashed out their warnings of the education deformings. And the sign said, if schools are for profit, we will lose all we have gained. But we'll stay sane, because we found defiance.
Barry Lane with his take on a Paul Simon classic. Tell us about the Ed Reformers you sing about in that one.
It's about John Dewey. We all know about John Dewey. Well, certainly in Finland they know about John Dewey, who believes that schools are places where we discover who we are, not where we make a grade or whatever. And so, hello, Dewey, oh, my old friend, you know, I've come to talk with you again. And the second person in the song is Piaget. The saddest thing about corporate ed reform in America today is the lack of play in kindergarten at the younger grades. Just, you know, first graders are writing persuasive essays. And so this idea, and play is now a new idea that we're bringing back.
Right. Right. We use it as look, if you do well on your tests, we'll let you play.
Yeah. I have a cartoon about that with kindergarten. Don't worry, children. There'll be plenty of time to play later when your corporation sends you to seminars.
Exactly. So it's more than a number, superficial, unrealistic, rigor is atrocious. We found defiance. BarryLane.com. Check it out.
You can also follow me at Barry Lane on Twitter.
Barry, thank you so much for busting pencils with us, and we will talk to you again soon.
Educated educators talking education. Get the latest blogs from Peggy with a Pen, Lily's Pad, and Rebel Teacher now exclusively at BustedPencils.com. This is Busted Pencils Radio.
On the next episode of Busted Pencils, we will talk with poet Sarah Holbrook. Unbeknownst to her, her poems were used as content in questions on a Pearson standardized test in Texas. Questions she, the author, could not even answer. It's a pretty amazing story. Here's a teaser of Sarah taking on one of our questions. What are the schools our children deserve?
Our children deserve schools with professional teachers where they are able to respond to literature, where the students are able to respond to literature, to discuss it and to write about it and build their communication skills and their critical thinking and send them forth into the world.
What would a show about protests be without our salute to historian and activist Howard Zinn? This is your moment of Zinn.
If the gods had intended for people to vote, they would have given us candidates. Howard Zinn.
Thanks to our guests, Barry Lane and Matt Damon's mom. I'm Tim Slecker. Keep busting pencils.
Log on to BustedPencils.com for the latest trending news, blogs, past shows, and more. Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and Google Play. And get daily updates by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils. This is Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils Radio.